This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Hundreds of demonstrators in Shanghai shouted and jostled with police on Sunday as protest over China's stringent COVID restrictions flared for a third day following a deadly apartment fire in the country's far west. The wave of civil disobedience, which has spread to other cities, including Beijing, is unprecedented in mainland China since President Xi Jinping assumed power a decade ago and comes amid mounting frustration over his signature zero COVID policy. China has spent nearly 3 years living with some of the stricted COVID curbs in the world. Reuters correspondent Matthew Laratunda has more.
The rare protests erupting in Chinese cities and universities are seeing protesters turn to an unusual symbol of defiance, holding up blank sheets of paper. Why? Because the bits of paper are as much a symbol as it's also a tactic to avoid arrest or running foul of the country's censorship laws. In Hong Kong 2 years ago, protesters also used blank paper as a response to the city's ban on certain protest slogans, and the tactic has recently spread to Moscow in protests against the war in Ukraine.
Snow fell in Kyiv and temperatures hovered around freezing on Sunday as millions in and around the Ukrainian capital struggled with disruptions to electricity supply and central heating caused by waves of Russian airstrikes. Ukraine's grid operator said the cold weather is gradually pushing up the energy needs of consumers, even as repair workers race to fix wrecked power facilities. This is VOA News. Former U.S. President Donald Trump's political friends and foes are reacting to his dinner last week with two controversial figures, the rapper formerly known as Kanye West and a white nationalist leader, AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
When Donald Trump was president, David Friedman was his ambassador to Israel. Friedman's tweeted out, quote, "To my friend Donald Trump, you are better than this. Even a social visit from an anti-Semite like Kanye West and human scum like Nick Fuentes is unacceptable." West has been dropped by companies like Adidas for recent anti-Semitic comments. Nick Fuentes is a far-right activist who denies the Holocaust and expresses anti-Semitic and white nationalist rhetoric. The White House issued a statement, "Bigotry, hate, and anti-Semitism have absolutely no place in America, including at Mar-a-Lago." I'm Jackie Quinn.
Search teams have pulled the body of a young girl from her family home as they dig through mud for a second day in the search for people still missing after an enormous landslide on the Italian resort island near Naples. The prefect confirmed the death toll in the tragedy has risen to two, also following the recovery of the body of a 31-year-old woman from the island on Saturday. A further 10 people remain missing and feared buried under the mud and debris. Meanwhile, eyewitnesses and aid workers say that allies of Ethiopia's federal military are looting property and carrying out mass detentions in Tigray. The accounts raise fresh concern about alleged atrocities after the warring parties signed a truce more than 3 weeks ago. Diplomats and others hoped the truce would bring an end to suffering in the embattled region that's home to more than 5 million people. Tigray is still largely cut off from the rest of Ethiopia, although aid deliveries have brought into the region have resumed after the November 2nd ceasefire agreement signed in South Africa. A city in Thailand laid out plates of fruits, desserts, and vegetables on Sunday for thousands of monkeys as a token of appreciation for attracting foreign tourists to the city after a pandemic-induced lull. Workers and tourists dished out 2 tons of fruits and vegetables worth over 100,000 baht, or about $2,800 at the 34th annual buffet for about 4,000 macaws. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.